Polly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you three times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. See, at the close of our last program, I promised you a very important announcement. And here it is. It's one of the most sensational free offers ever made to the members of Captain Midnight's famous flight patrol. It's something that every air-minded fellow and girl in America would want to have the minute they heard about it. But it will be available exclusively to you as members of the 1940 Flight Patrol. Now, here's what it is. It's a beautiful big colored map of the airlines of America. Different from anything you've ever seen. A map that shows every major airline in the United States, from Atlantic to Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. It shows the exact route flown by every airline, the cities it serves, things that every air-minded fellow and girl should know about aviation. But listen, this is no little toy map, no siree. It's a great big wall map, 11 inches high and 17 inches wide, and printed in three different colors. It comes to you flat, without a single fold in it, so you can put it right up on the wall over your radio, or maybe up in your own room where you can study it and make yourself a regular authority on the airlines of America. But gee whiz, just think of all the things you'll know, the information you'll have right on the tip of your tongue. You'll know, for instance, the names of all the airlines that serve the city of Chicago, just how many airlines fly in and out of St. Paul, Minneapolis, Omaha, Kansas City, St. Louis, Denver, Amarillo, Wichita, Tulsa, and every other important city in the United States. And that's not all. You'll know all about the airplanes they use, too. Because right along the edge of this big three-colored airlines map, there are pictures and descriptions of many popular transport planes flown by the airlines of the United States. Boy, oh boy, what fun you'll have. And how proud you'll be to have one of these big Captain Midnight airline maps all your very own. But here's the most amazing part of it all. It's absolutely free to members of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. Here's all you do to get one. Just have mother or dad stop at your Skelly service station the next time you're out driving with them in the family car. Show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card and ask for your free Captain Midnight airline map of the United States. You don't need any seals or labels or box stops or anything else. You don't have to spend a single penny, not even for a stamp. Your Skelly man will give you your big airline wall map absolutely free the minute he sees that you're a member of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. And if you're not a member, the Skelly man will be glad to enroll you and give you that swell medal of membership. So remember, your map is ready for you right now at your Skelly service station. So have mother or dad drive you over to get it tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. With Chuck Ramsey and the young student pilot, Frank Frain, in the hands of Ivan Shark, the mystery of their disappearance has become more baffling to Captain Midnight. As our scene opens today, Ivan Shark's powerful bimotored plane is flying high over a region unknown to Chuck. Young Crane is in the rear compartment, with Fury Shark and the servant Fang guarding the door. The chief pilot, Gardo, sits in the cabin with drawn pistol, watching Chuck, who is sitting in the co-pilot seat, talking to Ivan Shark. Let's listen as Shark says.
I see there is no hope for you, Ramsey. You came under the influence of Captain Midnight too soon. If I had gotten hold of you, I would have made something out of you, because you do have certain qualities which are very necessary for success. You have one thing, Ramsey, which I admire very much. You have courage. And that, I must admit, is a quality some of my men lack.
I can tell you why some of your men lack courage.
Proceed, my dear Ramsey. Your philosophical dissertations amuse me very much.
True courage comes only from doing what is right. And that's why your men don't have it.
Well, Ramsey, I can see that you're set in your ways. It is a shame, too, I assure you. But perhaps we had better get back to the point.
Yes, I think so, too. Just what is the point of you dragging me and my friend Crane with you?
The point is this. What will Captain Midnight be willing to do for your safe return?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I do not believe that, Ramsey.
He won't do anything if it conflicts with his duty.
Then I am afraid, Ramsey, that the acceptance of any proposition I may make to Captain Midnight will conflict with his silly sense of duty.
I'm sure it will.
But I don't agree with you about Captain Midnight. I believe there isn't a man in the world who hasn't some weakness which will interfere with his sense of duty.
That's not true. There are plenty of men who won't allow any weakness to interfere with their sense of duty. And Captain Midnight is one of them.
A very naive and silly belief, Ramsey. And I can tell you this. I am certainly going to put Captain Midnight to the test.
You said you wondered what Captain Midnight would do for my safe return. And just what do you mean by that?
I will tell you. As you know, Captain Midnight and I have been waging a long struggle. He is determined upon my extermination. My liquidation, as it were. Now, strangely enough, I admire him for his courage. And so all I ask of Captain Midnight is to let me alone.
He won't ever do that. What you're doing now will set him on your trail more than ever. And with me along, you're in a more dangerous position than you ever were before.
That, Ramsey, is a matter of opinion. I will gamble that Captain Midnight will bargain with me for your safe return.
How do you propose to do your bargaining with Captain Midnight?
That will be very simple, Ramsey. I shall get into communication with Captain Midnight, and I shall make him my proposition. Or rather, I shall find out if he is agreeable to a proposition.
He won't be.
Again, I disagree with you.
And also, what kind of assurance would you have to have from Captain Midnight?
That, again, is very simple. Captain Midnight is a very remarkable man. Most of the time, as you say, he has that very silly but firm sense of duty. I consider that Captain Midnight's word of honor is final. If he gives me his word of honor, I feel absolutely confident he will keep it.
If he gave it, even to you, he'd keep it. But he never will.
We will see about it. And now, I must make my plan. Bang.
Yes, Master?
You will conduct Ramsey back to the rear compartment.
Yes, Master. You will come this way, Ramsey.
Okay.
You're back, Chuck. What happened?
I found out what Ivan Shark intends to do.
Oh, gee, what is it?
He's going to try to get Captain Midnight's word of honor that Captain Midnight will leave Shark alone in the future. And if he can get him to make such an agreement, well, then he'll release us.
Oh, Captain Midnight will never agree to that.
You're absolutely right. Captain Midnight won't bargain with Shark.
Maybe some way or other we can help Captain Midnight find us.
It's just what I was thinking. I know Captain Midnight well enough to know that he'd never make the kind of a bargain that Ivan Shark wants. But I know this also. That Captain Midnight will keep stalling him off as long as possible so he can attempt to locate us in the meantime.
Why, sure, that's exactly what he'll do. But gosh, Chuck, what can we do to help him?
Gee, I don't know yet, Frank. I haven't had time to think it over. But I do know we've got to find some way to get a message to Captain Midnight.
Well, of course. Well, even if we could do that, we wouldn't know what to tell him.
No, we wouldn't. At least not yet. But I can tell you this. Ivan Shark is flying somewhere, probably to some hideout. And he's going to keep us there while he tries to bargain with Captain Midnight.
Oh, gee, if we only knew where he was taking us.
Our only chance to find that out is to know where we are during the rest of the flight. And I have a pretty good idea, I can tell you that.
Gosh, I forgot you were up in the cockpit, weren't you?
And I'll say I was. I sat right up in the co-pilot seat. And that's where Ivan Shark and I had our talk.
And he let you sit there and look out all you wanted to?
I'm sure he did. And I used my eyes plenty, I can tell you that. But he noticed it and laughed at me. He said to go ahead and look all I wanted to. It wouldn't do me any good.
Well, that probably means we're flying over strange country. Country you've never seen.
Yeah, maybe so. But he let one thing slip. He said to look all I wanted, that it wouldn't do me any good. Not yet.
Not yet? He said that?
Yes. So I figured that we must be approaching country that I'm acquainted with.
Well, how about the direction? You were in the cockpit. You must have seen...
Yes, I saw the compass, if that's what you mean. And all the other instruments, too.
Well, we thought we were flying northwest. How about it, Chuck?
We weren't very far off, I can tell you that. As a matter of fact, we're flying at 325 degrees.
325 degrees? What? Oh, we're only 10 degrees off.
Yes, and from looking at the ground below, I'm more than ever convinced that we're flying over the Rocky Mountains. In fact, we must be approaching the Black Gulch country. That's why Ivan Shark said I wouldn't see anything to help me. Not yet.
Hey, do you really suppose he's going to land at that old hideout of his? The one you told me about?
No, I just can't make myself believe so, Frank. Shark may land there to refuel, but I don't believe he'll stay there. He knows that Captain Midnight and I both know that country very well. I believe he'll go on to some other region with which we're not familiar. Now, if he leaves the Rocky Mountain country and flies east, he comes to the level plain section of the Middle West.
Well, I don't believe he'd do that. Too many people would see the ship.
No, I think that's out. Well, then, the only section that remains is, well, is further on north.
Oh, gosh, Chuck, let's see. That'd probably mean up somewhere in Wyoming or Idaho or Montana.
You're right. But I'm not sure at all that Chuck would stop there. In fact, I'm more inclined to think that, well, I believe that he's going to try to get out of the United States.
Oh, gosh, Chuck. Well, the next place would be Canada.
Yes, Frank, you're right. Canada. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that's where he's headed.
Oh, but gosh, Chuck, Canada's an awfully big place, and it's not very well populated either. Well, I've heard there's sections up there where there isn't one human being in thousands of square miles.
Yeah, that's true enough, all right. Oh, but come on now. Keep your chin up, Frank. We've got to think of ways that'll help us, not things that are going to discourage us.
But there's another thing, Chuck, something we haven't thought about. What'll Captain Midnight be doing?
You know, Frank, that same thought was just running through my mind. I'm wondering how long it'll take Captain Midnight to find out we've fallen into Ivan Shark's hands.
Oh, gosh. I'm afraid it'll be pretty tough for him. You and I just disappeared from Ridgeville Airport, and gosh, we didn't tell anyone where we were going.
Oh, gee, you're right. Hey, but wait a second. That's not true at all. Mr. Hilton, don't you remember?
Oh, gee, Chuck, that's right. But, maybe it'll be a long time before he goes into Ridgeville.
No, I don't think so, Frank. Mr. Hilton is making Ridgeville his headquarters.
Oh, hey, listen, Chuck. Listen to that. Shark throttled his engines. We're going down to land.
But where in the world can we be? Yes, where can Chuck and Frank Crane be? What secret field, perhaps known only to criminals like himself, can Ivan Shark be landing on? And in the meantime, what is Captain Midnight doing? Tune in to Captain Midnight. Now remember, tonight's the night to get your big three-color airline map of the United States at your Skelly service station. A big 11 by 17 inch wall map showing the routes flown by every major airline in the United States, with pictures and descriptions of the transport planes most widely used. And it's absolutely free to members of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. But now listen, if you are not already a member, see your Skelly man at once. He'll enroll you right away and see that you get your free Flight Patrol membership card and your spinning medal of membership, too. All absolutely free. So remember, have mother or dad stop at your Skelly service station with you tonight or tomorrow for sure. Whether you join up right now or whether you're already a member of the 1940 Flight Patrol, you can get your free Captain Midnight airline map tonight. So don't put it off. See your Skelly man right away. And don't forget to tune in again Friday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Will Fred Hilton prove the means of tracing Chuck and Frank Crane? What does Ivan Shark intend to do? And where is he landing? Be sure to listen Friday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy.